Thank you for joining my podcast. I thought I'd give you somewhat of an update. It's about the same. Depressing as fuck, sad as hell, and unbelievable all the way around. People looking at me like I'm a terrorist. I'm the nicest guy you'll ever meet. It took me a long time to learn how to talk to you. Because I'm not that type of person. I was talking earlier on my other Thomas Spoon. And this is distressing as hell not to hear. My reply is being answered. And like I said also, I don't know these people. So that's the update. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. Once again, I'm just telling you I'm going through it. I like to get this. I should be morphing into shit that's not. It's distressing to talk about. Still, I said earlier, it's going to take a lot of rehab. That's what we'll call it. To get past this after they get this out of my face. And I don't feel this way no more, which I don't think will ever happen, but I'd like to think about working on it. And I really don't know for anybody anymore. Why are people looking at me like I'm a terrorist? I just don't get that shit. They're saying something, and I'm not privy to the information, and that's why we have rules and shit about this. It hurts people, that's basically the main fact. And this is how. Socially, oh brother, I wouldn't care any more about that. I'm working on that. Talking to people, understanding. I don't know where that went, but it's gone. Like I said, I don't have any idea what Trump is talking about. I don't understand how I could be under any suspicion about due cause or whatever you think, or whatever, how you say it now. But that's the podcast. It's still the same, depressing like hell, stuck. And in between a lot of people, okay? I mean, they represent a lot of people. I'm gonna ask for help or say representation or I have something to say. I don't think any of us will let it happen like that. So that's why I feel this way. I'm not going to be here long because, like I said, once again, it's distressing to talk about. I don't have proper anything. I don't like feeling like this. And it's nerve-wracking. Of course, they know that. I bought telephones, so any questions, even from the authorities, our representatives, anybody else there, anywhere in the world, ask me freely. And if it's too personal, I'll say that. And more than likely it might be, but you know, I'll try to wrap some kind of answer around it. I want people to get to know me for who I am and not what's being said. Thank you for all your support. Check out my Patreon, and I'm trying to change my situation back to what it was.